Hello and welcome to Life As It Is with me, Dora Middleton. In today's segment, I want to talk about relationships. I know I've been talking about relationships a lot lately, but it needs to be talked about. And the reason why I've chosen relationships again is because I have been single for years because I could not find what I was looking for or who I was looking for. I couldn't find the personality I was looking for. I just couldn't find so much that I was like, okay, being single. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, being 50, just turning 50, I'm like, I don't want to be single anymore. I want companionship. I mean, don't get me wrong. I went on dates. But even lately, I haven't done that because I've been so busy and I just didn't want to at this point because I was just tired of going on dates with the wrong men. You know, they come across as being really nice, intelligent, smart, being able to communicate. But then the more you get to know them, they're the total opposite of that. They turn into something that I wouldn't have never talked to from the start. But see, that's what I'm saying. People hide who they are. Like me, I am what I am. You get what you get. I am upfront and honest about everything dealing with me. Everything. But people aren't like that. And sometimes I get so upset because I'm like, why can't people just be honest? If you're not a good person, just say you're not a good person. If you're untrusting, say you can't trust. If you're a cheater, own it. That's all I say. Just own what you are. If you're afraid to love, say it. If you're not capable of accepting love, say it. I mean, regardless of what it is, just be honest. How hard is it to be honest? Why do you want to date someone through trickery? Why do you want to lie and pretend to be someone that you're not? And I've met, gosh, so many people over the years that was like that. They just lie without a reason, which is never a reason to lie. But they just lied. And it's little things they lie about. And if you can lie about the really little things, oh, I can imagine what you would lie about if it was something big. But I'm just so dumbfounded. You know, I'm speechless. And then the fact that for some strange reason, men feel, and I'm not bashing men, but I do, you know, that's who I'm dating, you know? So it may seem as if I'm bashing them, but I'm not. I'm just talking about my experience. And don't get me wrong, not all men aren't bad. There's a lot of good men out there. It is. But unfortunately, they've been snatched up, and some of them are in relationships with bad women. You know, so there are good men, but they're tied up with bad women. And it's nothing I can do about it because one thing about me is I don't date married men. I don't date engaged men. I don't date men that's in relationships. I only date men that is truly single. I don't wreck homes. That's something I never did and I'm not going to start doing. But what I've noticed with me dating lately or being in relationships lately, when you are a strong-minded woman, when you can stand up for yourself and you can say what you like or what you dislike, and when you can point out to the person that you are with what they're doing wrong, then you become angry. They become angry. My mistake, I worded that wrong. The man becomes angry because you're being honest and upfront about what you are feeling. So then you become an angry woman. You're stealing their peace. They're supposed to have peace with you. So the peace that they're supposed to have with you is the bullshit and the lies being accepted and not brought to their attention. So because you are not going to tolerate the lies and their BS, then you're angry and you're stealing their peace. Okay. Oh, and God forbid you speak out. Excuse me. If you speak out and say something anyway, then you're not letting him be a man. You're taking away his role. So basically the men that I've met lately, they don't want you to speak, meaning you just shut up and deal with whatever I want you to deal with. And don't I dare you question me about it, because now you're taking away my right to be a man. And you're not acting like a wife should. But here's the funny thing. I'm not your damn wife. I'm not your wife. Okay. We're not married. And even if we were married, I have a mouth. I have a mind. I have feelings. I can speak whenever I want to speak. I don't need anyone trying to hush me. Don't do that. That is what's going on all around the world, not just in relationships. Women are being told to shut up and be quiet. And I am fucking tired of it. I am really tired of it. We don't have to shut up and be quiet. We don't have to accept all of this bullshit that men are throwing, that they're throwing our way. It's not right. It's not fair. And I damn sure won't take it. And if it means I will be single for the rest of my damn life and be somewhere 80, 90 years old by myself, never had a real good relationship or marriage, I will take that before I let some ignorant ass man that does not know how to be a loving man in my life. I can't do it. I can't do it. And I can say it honestly angers me, because I'm thinking to myself, I have been such a good woman. I'm a good woman. I am nurturing, you know, understanding, loving. I've never mistreated anyone. I've never cheated on anyone. I've always made sure that their feelings were, that I did right by them, not to hurt their feelings. I always talked everything out with them, but I never got that back. No matter how nice I am and respectful, I've never gotten it back. And to the point where you get so tired of trying to be this loving person to the wrong trashy ass people. And I have to say trashy ass men, because that's what they were. And I'm not the one to bash people, but I'm tired. I'm tired of being quiet about what I'm thinking or what I'm feeling. I'm tired of men trying to tell me that I'm just being angry, or, you know, I just don't know how to let a man be a man, because you think that you controlling me lets you be a man. You want to control me in order for you to feel like you're a man. I'm supposed to accept whatever shit that you issue out so that you can feel like a man. Newsflash, if you're not a man, baby, you're not a man. It has nothing to do with what I'm doing. It's just the fact that you're not capable of being a man, and you're not capable of being a good man. I mean, I know that they're going to listen to my my podcast. I know. And I want them to, because I've blocked all other communication, no phone calls, nothing. You cannot reach me in any other way. But I do know that they listen to my podcast. And this, I want them to hear this. I want all men like them to hear it. All the narcissists, you know, I have known so many narcissists, okay, in my life, that it's ridiculous. And lately I've been meeting those. It's like, or either they're extremely just, I don't even know what to call it. I don't like calling people damaged, but I can honestly say, I think some of these men out here, not just the two I've just recently dealt with over, you know, last couple of years, I think that there's a lot of damaged men out here. There's a lot of damaged women, but I date men, so I can only speak on the damaged men. But I will say this, my friends have told me some things that are just so ridiculous, and the things that they've been through, it then makes them become damaged women. And they've said this themselves, that these men that they've had in their lives are why they are damaged. But I know I did a segment on asking, why do people call themselves damaged? You know? And I still question that. And I hate to call people damaged, but what other way can you put it when you have people that you know that you've done good by? You know that you've been the best woman that you could be, that you know your worth. You know that you're a good woman, but you just gave your time, your love, your affection to the wrong damn man. And it makes you angry because you're like, why did I waste my time on you? You know, and when you're such a narcissist to the point where you can just, you do all these things and then you apologize. And then you say, forget about it. I'm done talking about it. So you're done talking about it. I'm not finished talking about it because we didn't settle anything. But because you are who you are and you're trifling as hell, you don't care about anyone else's feelings. And I know that there's going to be tons of people that listen to my podcast, whether male or female, whether whatever kind of relationship you're in. You know what I'm saying. You know exactly what I'm saying. You're tired of it. I'm so tired of men making excuses. And I have a lot of military family members, okay? I've had a lot of military friends that suffers from PTSD. But when you've been in the military, and that's you constantly want to use that as the reason why you're such a fuck up and why you can't do right by a woman that obviously has tried to help you with your PTSD, with your childhood traumas, with your trauma that you dealt with when you were married, and you're so fucking ignorant and trifling that you can't even say thank you when all you did was take emotionally, mentally, and the person tried to help you, and you're so fucking stupid that you can't even give care back at least enough to say, okay, I appreciate what you did for me. Thank you. But you're so fucked up and stupid that you can't even give a person that much credit to say, just not even credit, just give that person a simple thank you. If they've never asked anything of you, when it's like she babysat you, it's like I felt like I was babysitting a 59-year-old man, 60, to be honest. I felt like I was babysitting. The man was a damn narcissist. You couldn't speak. He would try to out-talk me, you know. And I'm the type of person that would just stop talking and just listen. Like, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to try to get loud to say what I have to say. So I would give the person the floor, like, okay. But then even after I give the person the floor, so then I say, okay, I ask, are you finished? Can I speak? And then when I start speaking, this bastard starts to speak over me again. Yes, and it angers me because this is one. I've never in my life, I don't think I've ever, never, ever. I can only name these two people in my life. These two. Well, three. I'll say three. These three that was exactly the same. And they were all older men. All older. Older than me. You know? And I have never really dated anyone older than me. And these three people, one dated me because he lied. And I met him when I was in my my late 20s, early 30s, but he lied about his age. Okay. And then these other two, I actually went into it knowing that he was older, because I was like, you know what, maybe I need to loosen up a little bit and change the way I do things. Let's see how it would be, if it would work out, if I was to date someone that's that much older than me, you know, because like I said before, I was only in my late 20s, early 30s for that person. But just recently, these other two, I was 49 years old, 48 years old. Well, actually, let me say I was 47 with one, and then 49 turning 50 with this other one, but they were in their late 50s. They have been the worst. And I can honestly say those two guys there does not deserve to have a good woman. They don't know how to treat a good woman. They're both alike. As I sit here and think about it, they're both alike. I'm always accused of being a way that I'm not. And when I talk to my friends about it, and I say, this is what they're saying about me, what they're saying I am. And people are like, hell you are. Are they sure they have the right woman? They are the type that will suck every bit of your energy out of you. I wouldn't wish that on anybody to meet anyone like these three guys that I'm talking about here. I wouldn't wish that on my enemy, because they're a prime example of what trifling really is, you know. And the one, I respect the fact that he fought for this country. I respect the fact that he did all of that. But he's not a man. He is not a man. When it comes to relationships. And then he wants to blame it on PTSD, or he wants to blame it on his trust issues because of what his ex-wife did. Let it go. I'm not an ignorant person, but look, when you're dating someone, like, it's safe to say these men had red flags, but I didn't pay him any attention. I felt, okay, could it be that bad? So I went into it, even though they lied, I just could tell there was something off, but I still went into it because I didn't follow my instinct. Usually my instinct is like, get the hell away, you know, run away from this person, but I didn't listen. So it's always a warning there. I just didn't listen. But this particular one that was in the military is the worst. Oh, he's the worst. Now, I felt like I was babysitting. I felt like I was in a damn Twilight Zone. Literally would wake me up at 5 o'clock in the morning, call me at 3 o'clock in the morning, and want to argue with me over some bullshit when I'm trying to sleep, you know. And I'm like, what am I? So you get dressed for work and you want to call and wake me up to start some shit over some shit that you're doing. What, make that make sense? And the fact that this man was just the most disrespectful piece of shit doesn't make it any better. You know, and I'm like, okay, I was still me. No matter how disrespectful and ignorant and stupid this man was, I still gave him respect. I still showed him care. I still made sure, you know, are you okay? Is everything going all right? You know, because I know he suffered through PTSD. I know this. But the fact that he was a lousy piece of crap, that, you know, I have to look past PTSD, because that's just who he is. Because even though he was a monster where I was concerned, his ex got nothing but respect. And this man literally was cheated on, caught her cheating in an act, and she still got more respect. Even though they were divorced, he was still paying her bills. She talked to him like shit. She physically got physical with him. She did everything you can imagine. She stole from him. She did it all. But she still got more respect, I believe, than I got. And I have a problem with that. That's why I say, that he was a lousy piece of trash. And if anyone out there does not believe I should be saying the things I say about him, he's earned every bad thing that I'm saying. He's earned it. And it's not like I'm talking behind his back, because I told him the same thing when I let his ass go. I told him that. I told him everything he did that was wrong. And I told him how I felt about him. So not one thing have I said right now to you guys on this podcast that I didn't say to him. He's a user. And if anyone ever told me that they were with him and asked me, can you tell me if he's fit to date? I would tell her, run like never before, because he's like Satan's spawn. He's a liar. He's a hypocrite. He doesn't own up to anything. He could say something 5 minutes later when I tell him that he said it. He tells me I'm lying. I didn't say that. Bullshit, you didn't say it. You said it. And we'll argue and get angry and kick and scream and get loud and tell me that I'm just, I like drama and that I'm trying to steal his peace. I'm supposed to be his peace. No, asshole. I'm not supposed to be anything. You find your own peace. So you want to come to me and get peace from me, but then you want to bring hell to me. So I'm supposed to give you peace while you're giving me hell. People, listen to me. Whether you're dating them, whoever you're dating, if they act anything like what I have just said, get the hell out of there. Get away, run. Those people will suck the life out of you. They will. And the fact that I've known three like that, oh my God. I should have known better. They all have the same traits, but I've learned. Oh, I've learned that shit won't happen again. It won't happen again. And the only reason why I'm on this podcast talking about it is because I don't want any other woman or any other man to be out there to date anyone like these three trashy ass people that I've had at some point in my life. Because it's not fair to them. And if I can keep someone from going through the hell that I went through, then I don't mind telling it. I don't mind getting, my podcasts are heard around the world. I get messages from people all from every continent, every country, every state, every city. I have a lot of listeners, thousands and thousands of listeners. And I'm telling you all, take my word for it. Run. If you see anything like that, run, because it's not going to get any better. And I'm the type of person, I try to help you because I study psychology. And when I say these people weren't wrapped tight, they weren't. There was something missing. There was some things missing. And then in most cases, in his case, he had childhood trauma, him and his siblings from, someone that he should have that brought him here. You know what I'm saying? But you can't wreck someone else's life because someone wrecked yours. And that's what it seems like. I feel I was under attack, especially with that one. How do you go from really, really liking someone as a friend or caring for someone or loving someone or being in a relationship with someone to hatred? I feel anything that I've felt for this person turned to pure hate. And I don't hate. I was raised not to hate. Oh, I was raised not to hate. And I don't say that word. But honestly, I could sit here and say that those three, that word, it's there. It's there. And I have to ask God for forgiveness, because I know that you shouldn't hate anyone. And every day I pray, I ask God to remove that feeling of hatred that I have toward those three men, because I hate them. And if I can save anyone out there for not allowing someone to cause them to even hate, then I want to do it. So when listening to my podcast, you find yourself in a relationship with someone like these three, then please just leave. Don't try to help them. They can't be helped. You're not equipped to help. It even seems like, because from what I've heard, this one that was in the military had or have therapy. In the therapy that he's getting, they're not helping. They're not helping him. They're not. And it's sad because they're not helping him. They're giving him all this bad advice. I studied the same thing they studied. And I know they're not helping him. They're sending him on these spirals to become very aggressive and like he's just running around like a bat out of hell. And this so-called therapist is a part of it. And I can say, I can say that some therapists are not, they shouldn't, I don't know who gave them their license, if they bought it or what, but I can recall a therapist, I blocked someone out on my phone. This is why I say therapists, some of them aren't right. I blocked this man out, one of these guys I'm talking about, on my phone. And the therapist told him how to go about getting through to me after I blocked him out. The therapist told him to block his number so that the phone wouldn't recognize that it was him calling me and would let his number get through. And he did that, and he was able to reach me. What fucking kind of therapist tells you how to harass someone? What type of therapist does that? Then I have another one for you. I have a friend. Her daughter went through a lot. This poor child was molested. You name it. She had a therapist. The therapist happens to be a therapist that had been molested herself, from what I've been told. And the therapist was telling her daughter, oh, you don't have to listen to her, to your mom or your grandparents. You do what the hell you want to do. You don't want to clean. You don't want to do anything. If you want to be angry, walk around angry and do this and that, that's your right. You don't have to respect anyone, because it seems like, I mean, they didn't do what they were supposed to do, so you ended up getting molested. Oh, my God. Why the fuck would you tell this child that? Why would you tell... And because of that child's therapist telling her that, that said child, now in her 20s, treats her mom and grandparents, especially her mother, like shit. Because of something the therapist told her. That's when I was like, wow, you're supposed to go to a therapist because they help you. I can't tell you how many people I've spoken to that I was friends with that I would talk to day and night. Wasn't being paid for services or anything, but they told me that I helped them out more than the therapist that they were seeing. That I, talking to me just as a friend, and I wasn't talking to them trying to be a therapist or anything like that. I was talking to them as a friend, but I knew what was going on. I understood what they were going through, you know, from studying psychology. And I was able to open their eyes to certain things, help them get through things. And to this day, they still thank me for it. And I appreciate that. I really appreciate the fact that they could thank me for everything that I've done for them. Because I'm not out here to help anyone. I mean, I'm not out here to hurt anyone. I'm only here to help everyone that I can help. And that, because I have such a good spirit and I'm such a good person, I think that that's why when I'm like out, I can be out in a store, wherever I'm at, a person will just start talking to me. And when I tell you, I will learn that person's whole life in 5 or 10 minutes because they've told me everything. That's how comfortable they are talking to me. I can't explain how many places I've been, grocery store, gas station, even, you know, in over the years in the workplace, these people will tell me, just strangers, start talking to me and ask me, what do you think about this? Can you, you know, what do you see about this? And I never understood, but I know that God puts us all in places that we need to be to help other people. And I believe that as tormented as this, and I'm going to go back to this person that was in the military, as tormented as he was, I believe I was put here to help him. And he knows I was put here to help him because I saved him from something that was not reversible, you know. And I think I've done what I was put here to do where he's concerned. So it was time for me to walk away, because in helping him, he was trying to tear me down. And I couldn't allow that. I just couldn't, you know. But back to the strangers, someone told me one time, and this is funny, my family, I've had family, friends, and even strangers tell me, people are so drawn to you. It is so amazing. I've had people tell me, my kids, not my children, but their children, these people, I know some of them, and some of them have been strangers, have told me their children don't like anyone, but their kids just come to me and be at peace. Literally, I can hold them. I can talk to them. If they're babies and if they're more grown-up children, I can sit there and have a conversation with these children. And people tell me, oh, they say, they ask me, what is it? Why are you, how can you do this? And they won't let anyone else do it. You know why? Because I have a really good heart. And I think that's probably why I keep meeting these bad seeds, is because my heart is so good and I end up meeting them. Maybe I'm supposed to meet them to help them, but I can honestly say that in helping these people, it's taking a lot out of me. It's draining me. It's just not a good feeling, because I'm like, sometimes I'm thinking like, why? I'm asking myself why. And if I'm questioning myself, asking myself, why am I taking out the time to help these people? Then I think they're kind of changing who I am. And I don't want to change who I am. I want to keep the same kind heart that I have. I don't want to be the type of person that doesn't care about anyone. I don't want to become that person that does not give a damn about anybody, because that's not how I am. But with the experiences I've had with these losers that I've tried to help over the years, these people, I find myself saying, I'm not doing it anymore. I can't help anybody, but I can, and I have, and I know that I will continue to help people. I will. I'm good. Because I know I cannot. I know I can't just not help people. That's not even the type of person I am. I find myself just helping everyone. I'll sit here and talk to people, and then they start telling me things, and I start talking to them and helping. I try to help them figure out what is going on in their lives, why this might be happening. And I find peace in helping others. I do. I find peace in helping others. And I don't ask for anything in return. And to be honest, the type of person I am, I don't even ask anybody. If I'm going through something, I don't even ask anybody. I don't even go to anyone to talk to. You know, if I've been in a bad relationship or if I'm just having a bad day, I don't put that off on anyone. I handle all of my stuff on my own. Is it healthy to do it that way? No, because eventually you're going to break down. You know, you're going to have your moments of where you may find yourself asking yourself, why am I doing this? What's going on? You find yourself being upset, you know. Over the years, I found myself
shedding tears because I'm like, why am I such a nice person? And why do I help? I help everyone, but I ask myself, why do I help people that don't give a damn? Why do I help people that can't even give me respect and can't even say a thank you? Why? Is because I'm a good person. And I thank God every day for making me a good person. I thank God every day for making me who I am, for making me a caring person. And he does no wrong. He does no wrong. So he made me who I am to be loving and to care about other people. And I thank him for it. I thank him for everything he's done for me, for keeping me sane, because I've met a lot of crazies and I've dealt with a lot of BS over the years. I have. And I've come out fine, very successful on my own businesses. I have my beautiful children, my beautiful grandchildren. You know, you can't ask for anything more. I have no regrets. I don't. I think that the reason why those people were sent to me was for me to help them, even if it meant that in the process, they might have torn me down a little bit. They might have sucked out my energy. Whatever the case may be, I was put here in those situations with them to help them. And I did that. And, you know, I did it. So I don't have any regrets. All I'm praying for is to finally in my life meet a real man that's loving, that's affectionate, that's sincere, that knows how to love and accept love, that's honest, that's not a cheater, that's not mentally and verbally abusive. I've never been in an abusive physical relationship, and I'm not going. That's something I'll never do. That won't be happening, not with me. That's something I would not tolerate. But I, you know, I just want a good man. That's what I'm praying to God for. To send me a man that I don't have to, that doesn't bring stress to my life, that doesn't try to steal my joy, that doesn't try to just make my life hell. Because that's what some of the people I've dealt with has tried to do to me. And they have never really been able to do that. All they've been able to do is cause me to, I mean, I've stressed because, not the reasons you might think, but I've stressed because I would find myself getting angry, asking these people, what the hell is wrong with you? Why do you call me to fuck with me? Why do you do this and all this and that? And I'm just going on and on. Then I would come back like and be like, wait a minute. Nope, that's not the person that I am. And I calm down and be like, okay, you know what? You have a nice day. I hope that you have a blessed day. That's how I would end all of my conversations. And that right there didn't sit well when you're the devil's spawn, because me doing it the way I just did and just being calm and saying that would make those three losers go crazy, because it meant, it meant that they couldn't anger me. It meant that I was not going to let them get me in that place. And they didn't like it. That's why I say they were the devil's spawn. It's like they felt like they were on fire because I was being nice. But I'm always nice. But it's like if they couldn't rattle me, they didn't feel right. But like I said, I'm a good woman. I'm a very good catch. I just have to meet the right man. You know, and I'm not out looking. That's one thing I'm not going to do. I'm not out here going here to see if, you know, people have spots they go to, the well-known spots where they say, oh, you can meet a good man here. You can meet a good man there. Not me, you know, not me. The way I see it, whenever I'm sent that good man, he'll just be here. He'll be here and I'll know it. I'm not going to go look for him. That's something I'm not going to do. I've never went out and looked for any man, to be honest. You know, so when the right man comes to me, he'll find me. He will find me. And I won't have to deal with any stressful situations. I won't have to rebuild him, per se. I won't have to feel like I'm under attack for no reason, just because I'm trying to be nice to you and I'm trying to help you. When that good man comes, I will know it because he's going to find me. And I won't have any of the stress and bullshit that I've had in the past in my life. He will bring joy, not anger. He will bring love, not lies. Okay? So, in saying that, I just kind of, I don't know, just kind of, right now, just feel like I'm at a loss for words because, you know, I can laugh. I'm the type of person, if something upsets me, I might laugh a little bit like what I just did because I know that I can conquer all and I know that God has me. So I can honestly just laugh and be like, okay, well, it is what it is. That's what I always say. It is what it is. So I hope that all of you have enjoyed this segment, because if I could have just helped someone get out of a situation that they're in, if anyone that you're with, whether male or female, have these traits, run, just run. Save yourself the trouble. Save yourself the trouble. Hey, I wish it was someone that could have saved me the trouble. But again, I believe that I was actually there to help them. I think that it was for me to help these people. And I did, you know, in certain ways. I did. You know, so I'm happy that I've gotten these people the hell out of my life. And I hope they stay out. I hope they never try to, just don't do anything to try to put yourselves in front of me. Please, just leave me alone. I don't want any conversations. I don't, even though they're blocked out on any way possible, social media, whatever the case may be, they're totally blocked out. I just hope they don't find a way to communicate with me because I want to keep those losers so far in my past. I want to forget I even know them. You know, that's what I really want. But we know you can't just do that. But, you know, so I would like to thank you guys for joining me on Life As It Is with me, Dora Middleton. And as you can see, when I say I'm an honest person, I am a very honest person. That's why I don't mind telling you everything that I've told you about that I've dealt with in my life where men are concerned in dating. I have nothing to hide. I don't. And if I'm going to do my podcast, if I'm going to do these segments, then I have to be honest. Who am I to talk to you if I can't even tell you the truth about what's going on with me in relationships? So if I can't tell you that, then I don't have the right to even tell you anything. You know, if I can't be open and honest and free with what I'm saying, that's why I just did this podcast. Because I'm honest, you know, I'm not ashamed that I've had some bad apples in my life. It happens. It happens. I'm not ashamed at all because I grew from it. And I know now that I'm not going to continue to do things the way that I do it because you can't. I've had people tell me you can't help everyone and you absolutely can't. You can't save everyone. That's the way I should put it. You know, I'm not saying don't try to help anyone. I'm just saying if you get to the point where you know that these people are still trying to tear you down and these people are not giving you back what you've given them emotionally, then don't do it. So if I can keep any of you from dealing with the bullshit I've dealt with, then that's why I did this podcast, okay? Hopefully I've helped a lot of you guys that's out there that's been in the same situation that I was just talking about. If I've helped you, then I'm good, because that's all I want to do is help people not have to deal with some bullshit they don't have to deal with. But until next time, I would like to thank all of you for joining me, Dora Middleton, on Life As It Is With Me. And I will be doing another segment. I'm really good about doing more because I was so busy before, I never could get them out as frequently as I wanted to, but I'm working on that. So you guys enjoy. And as always, keep sending me your messages and your questions, and I'll answer them, or just tell me what you think about the segment. And I will always respond back because I like the feedback. So thank you guys for listening to me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And enjoy the segment. Take care.